morning. My guest this morning is Phyllis Mishulam. I should say poet Phyllis Mishulam. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning.
Well, you're having a great event on Friday the 11th. You and another poet, Don Emerson, are having a book launch.
That's correct.
At the Occidental Center for the Arts. We talked earlier, before we began the interview, about chapbooks, which both of your books are, yours and Donna Emerson. So just talk a little bit about that and about the book that you're presenting.
Okay. Well, a chapbook is a small book. It's small enough to be stapled rather than perfect bound. And the press that is publishing both my and Donna's books is Finishing Line Press in Kentucky. They do exclusively chapbooks. And so we thought that it would be nice to celebrate our books coming out close to the same time with a double book launch. And my book is called Doll Moon. It traces the finding of a woman's voice, in particular, my own. Donna's book is called Following Hay, and it is closely related to the love she has for a farm that she grew up on in upstate New York. And we were hoping she could be here too, but in fact, she is relaxing in a hammock in that very farm
right now.
So,
oh, great.
I hope she's having a great time and that I can represent her.
Well, adequately. I'm looking at her book in front of me, Following Hay, and there is a wonderful photograph, very, very nicely reproduced, of a little girl against a background of circular hay bales.
Yes.
One sort of surrounding her like a halo. Quite a beautiful photograph.
Donna took that picture. She is a very good photographer as well as a good poet, so...
Is the little girl in the picture related to her?
I don't know, I'm afraid.
This is the third or fourth chapbook of poetry that you have published, is that right?
Well, Donna, this is, I think, her fourth, three with Finishing Line Press. For me, depending on how you count them, this is my first with Finishing Line Press, but I also have one from D Press, which is a local publisher, and that was called Valley of Moon. There's a moon theme in my poems, I think. And then I also started a small press with a friend called War and Peace Press, and I have a book called Doors, Poems of the 2008 Election from that.
Will your other books and Donna's other books be available at this event?
Yes, they will.
What is it like to be your own publisher? A lot of people are doing that now.
Well, I don't know. I think that's not the most important question right now because, in fact, we are not our own publishers for this Kentucky Finishing Line Press.
Exactly. But that is how you've worked in the past and how so many people work now. It's wonderful. It used to be that that publishing was pretty much unreachable for the majority of people. And now it's lots easier.
It's true. It's true.
Are you working on something new now?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that because I'm very busy right now as an editor. I am the editor for a lesson plan book for teaching poetry in honor of the 50th anniversary of California Poets in the Schools. And that will be out in October at the latest in time for our 50th anniversary celebration.
Called Poetry Crossing, 50 Lessons for 50 Years of California Poets in the Schools.
That's right.
A lot of distinguished folk are going to be part of that, I assume.
Yes, there are an incredible lineup of poets who have given us rights to include their poems as sample poems.
Great. And thank you, Phyllis, for coming in.
Oh,
let's tell
so
people
welcome.
Once again that that a launch for Phyllis's book and Donna Emerson's book is at Occidental Center for the Arts on Friday the 11th. Of July at 7 p.m. It's a free event. Donations are appreciated. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.